السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربي زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، أمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن شاء الله I hope that all of you are doing well and that you all have had a good week. Inshallah, today we are continuing where we left off from Surah Al-Ma'idah, inshallah, from ayah number 7. And then our lesson is going to be until ayah number 11. So we're just going to start with the recitation of these verses. If you all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we start reciting from the beginning of ayah number 7. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم وميثاقه الذي واثقكم به إذ قلتم سمعنا وأطعنا واتقوا الله إن الله عليم بذات الصدور يا أيها الذين آمنوا كونوا قوامين لله شهداء بالقسط ولا يجرمنكم شنآن قوم على ألا تعدلوا اعدلوا هو أقرب للتقوى واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون وعد الله الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم مغفرة وأجر عظيم والذين كفروا وكذبوا بآياتنا أولئك أصحاب الجحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ هم قوم أن يبسطوا إليكم أيديهم فكف أيديهم عنكم واتقوا الله وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون. So inshallah, that is the lesson, ayah number 7 to ayah number 11. And then inshallah, for our theory part, we are continuing where we left off from the topic of tafkhim and tarqiq. And then in the last class, we finished the rules of heavy ra, and then we very briefly introduced the rules of light ra. So inshallah, today we are going to cover again the rules of light ra, and then we are going to move on to the two exceptions of the rules of heavy and light ra. So for the rules of light ra, there are 4 rules, and most of these rules have to do with ra having a kasra or the letter before having a kasra. Okay, so that is the general rule of heavy and light letters. If it has a fatha or dhamma, or it is related to fatha and dhamma, most of the times it is going to be heavy. Like when we did the rules of heavy ra, the ra with a fatha, ra with a dhamma, letter before has fatha or dhamma, this was making that ra heavy. And we also saw in the name of Allah, if the letter before had fatha or dhamma, it was heavy. And if the letter before had a kasra, then it was light. So again, this is a very similar rule that for the light ra, most of the time it is going to have a kasra or there is going to be a kasra nearby. So for the first case, it is very simple. Ra with a kasra is always going to be light. Like in the word kareem, ra here has a kasra, so ra is going to be light. So this one is very simple. Just like ra with a fatha and dhamma are both heavy, ra with a kasra is automatically going to be light. Now for the second rule, ra with a sukoon. So ra has a sukoon. And before that is a kasra. So the letter before the ra has a kasra. And the letter after the ra is a light letter. Okay, so now let's look at this in order. We have a letter with a kasra, we have ra with a sukun, and then after that we have a light letter, such as in the example of fir'auna. Ra in this case is light because there is a sukun on the ra. The letter before has kasra, and the letter after ayn is a light letter. Now, why is it important that we specify that the letter after is light? The reason for this is that if the letter after is heavy, the ra will also become heavy. And we did this when we were doing the rules of heavy ra, when we did words like kirtasin, mirsadin. So in this case, you see that there is a sukun on the ra. The letter before does have a kasra, but the letter after is heavy, and this will make the whole entire ra heavy as well. So that's why it is very important that we specify that the letter after is heavy or light, so that we know that dependent on this, the ra will also be heavy or light. So if the letter after is heavy, the ra will also be heavy, such as in kirtasin, mirsadin, ra is heavy because ta and sad are heavy letters. Now, if the letter after is light, such as in Fir'aun, then the ra is going to be light as well. So this is the second case. Now, for the third case, we are looking at ra with the sukun. And before that is another letter with sukun. So again, this is going to be if you have to stop on a letter with ra, and the letter before also had sukun. Therefore, you are going to have two letters in a ra with sukun. So we have a ra with sukun, and the letter before that has sukun, and the letter before that has to have a kasra. So we are looking at a letter with kasra, a letter with sukun, and then a ra with sukun, such as in hijr. So if I stop here at the end of the ayah, or here at the end of the word, and I'm going to give this ra a temporary sukun. Now jim and ra, both of them have sukun, so this is going to be light. Hijr, because the letter before has a kasra. Now we already covered this before as well, ra with a sukun, before that is a sukun. And if the letter before that has either fatha or dhamma, it is going to be heavy, such as in the word wal asr. So here as well, ra with the sukun, the letter before that has sukun, but the letter before has a fatha. So this is going to make that ra heavy. Wal asr, khusr. So in this case as well, ra with the sukun, the letter before that has sukun, and the letter before that has dhamma. So this is going to make it heavy. Okay, so if the letter before is fatha or dhamma, it will be heavy. If the letter before is a kasra, then it is going to be light. So this is the third rule. And then the fourth rule is going to be ra with the sukun. And before that is a ya sakina. Okay, so we have ya with the sukun and ra has a sukun, such as in the word qadir. So here ya has a sukun, ra has a sukun. And the word al khair. So here ya has sukun, ra has sukun. So this is going to be light. So these are the four rules of light ra. So in most of the cases, majority of the time, the ra is going to be heavy. In these four cases only, the ra is going to be light. So it might be easier for you to memorize only the four rules of light ra. And then inshallah, you can assume that everything else is going to be heavy. So if you do find that it is very complicated or there's too many rules, then it might be easier for you to just remember these four. And then everything else you can assume is going to be heavy. Now, when it comes to the rules of heavy and light ra, there are going to be two exceptions. Okay, what this means is that it follows the rules of heavy ra, but the ra in this case will not be heavy. Or it follows the rules of light ra, but the ra in that case is not going to be light. So let's go ahead and look at these cases that are going to be the exception to the rules. So the first one is going to be ra with a sukun. Before that is a kasra. And after the ra is a heavy letter that also has kasra. Okay? So there's ra with a sukun, before that is a kasra, and after that is a heavy letter with kasra. Okay, so this is the case. Now this only comes one time in the Quran, or I should say in one word in the Quran. Okay, so there's this only special word that is going to have this example. Now, normally when you are reciting, you don't have the choice of making it heavy or light. You have to either make it heavy or you have to make it light. But In this case, in the word firqin, this is the example, this is the exception to the rule. In the word firqin, you have the choice when you are continuing to make it either heavy or light. So you have the choice. If you would like to make it heavy, you can make it heavy. And then if you would like to make it light, then you can make it light. So this is the choice that you have been given for this word specifically. Okay, so when you have this word in the Quran and you are reciting in wasl, meaning that you are continuing the recitation, you can choose to make it heavy or you can choose to make it light. So for example, when we look at a ayah that this word comes in, so I'm going to go to Surah Shura, and then in this ayah, we see that word firqin come in. Okay, so the ayah is, فَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَىٰ أَنِ اضْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْبَحْرِ فَانْفَلَقَ فَكَانَ كُلُّ فِرْقٍ كَالطَّوْدِ الْعَظِيمِ. So here we see that word, firq. Okay, so this is a special example. Now when I am reciting in wasl, I have the choice of making it either heavy or light. So I can say, فَكَانَ كُلُّ فِرْقٍ. Here I have made the ra light, firqin. Or I can make it heavy and say firqin. So now I have that choice. I can make it either heavy or light. And this is up to you. If you would rather make it heavy, you can make it heavy. If you would rather make it light, then you can make it light. This is your choice. This is why this is the exception to the rule. Because here you can choose to make it heavy or light. So when I recite, I can say فَانْفَلَقَ فَكَانَ كُلُّ فِرْقٍ or فَكَانَ كُلُّ فِرْقٍ. And you can hear that difference. فِرْ and فِرْ. Ra can be either heavy or light. Now keep in mind, this is only for wasl. When I am continuing, then I have this choice. So if I say كُلُّ فِرْقٍ كَالطَّوْد, then I can choose. If I decide to stop on the word فِرْق, if I decide to stop here, I have to make it heavy. In that case, I do not have the choice. If I say فَانْفَلَقَ فَكَانَ كُلُّ فِرْق, if I stop here, I have to make it heavy. So this is in waqf, you have to make it heavy only. In wasl, if you are continuing, you can make it either heavy or light. Okay, so here, كُلُّ فِرْق, if I stop, it is going to be heavy. فِرْقٍ, if I continue, I can make it light, or I can say فِرْقٍ and make it heavy as well. Okay, so inshallah, I hope that makes a little bit of sense. This is the exception. Why? Because we can choose to make it either heavy or light. So in this case, both of them work. If you would like to make it heavy, you can make it heavy. If you would like to make it light, you can make it light in continuation. And then if you decide to stop on this word, it is only going to be heavy. So this is an example of changing it in wasl. So in continuation, you can make it either heavy or light. And in waqf, you don't have that choice. Now for the next two words, you have the choice of making them heavy or light in waqf. Okay? So what this means is that if you are continuing the recitation, you don't choose. If you are reading this word in the whole ayah, you cannot choose to make it heavy or light. You have to read it as it is written. But if you are stopping on this word, then you have that choice of making it heavy or light. So this is the opposite of the first case. In the first case, we could choose to make it heavy or light when continuing, and it had to be heavy when stopping. Now in this one, it has to be either heavy or light when continuing, and then when stopping, you have the choice of making it heavy or light, okay? And this is going to be a ra with a sukoon. Before that is going to be a heavy letter with sukoon, and before that is a letter of kasra. So both of these examples are going to have this, okay? And the two examples are, so again, you don't have to memorize the exact rules, the sukoon, kasra, ra is heavy, you don't have to memorize that. Only memorize these three words, and anytime you see them in the Quran, then you will know that this is the exception, okay? And these two words are, the first one was firq. So this was the one of the first example. Now for the second example, we have two more. We have the word عين الكطر. So in the word كطر, this is also going to be an example that is a special case. And in the word مصر. Okay, مصر means Egypt. مصر. So this is also an exception. So we have فرق, This is one that in wasl you can choose. In waqf, it is heavy. This is the first one. In the second one, we have ayn al-qitr and misr. So in this one, in wasl, you have to do either heavy or light. And then in waqf, you can choose. Okay, so now let's first look at ayn al-qitr. And this is going to be found in Surah Saba. So in this surah, the ayah starts with وَلِي سُلَيْمَانِ الرِّيحَ غُدُوهَا شَهْرٌ وَرَوَاهُهَا شَهْرٌ وَأَسَلْنَا لَهُ عَيْنَ الْقِطْرِ. Okay, so now if I am continuing, the ra has to be light. So for this case, you do not have this choice. I will have to make this ra light. So if I continue and I say وَأَسَلْنَا لَهُ عَيْنَ الْقِطْرِ وَمِنَ الْجِنِّ. So in this case, because I am continuing, the ra is going to be light. I do not have the choice of making it heavy, okay? It has to be light in this case. And this follows the pattern that we have already covered. Now, where does the exception come in? The exception comes in if I decide to stop on this word. If I am reciting and I say وَأَسَلْنَا لَهُ عَيْنَ الْقِطْرِ and I stop here, I have the choice of making the ra either heavy or light. And this is why this word is known as the exception, because I have that choice now. Only when stopping. If I am continuing and I am not stopping, it has to be light. If I am stopping here, I can say either عَيْنَ الْقِطْرِ, ra can be heavy, or I can say عَيْنَ الْقِطْرِ. And in this case, ra is going to be light. Okay, so ra is heavy or light, dependent on your choice. If you want to stop here on ayn al-qitr, you can make it either heavy or light. Personally, I usually make it heavy because qaf is heavy, ta is heavy. This makes it easy for the ra to be heavy as well. But if you would like, you can also make it light. So this is your choice. This is why this is the exception to the rule, because you have that choice of making it either heavy or light. So this was the second example in the word qitr. I found this in Surah Saba. Now we also have the last example, which is in the word misra. And for this example, again, these do come a couple of times in the Quran. The example that I'm looking at is in Surah Yusuf, ayah number 99. And in this case, we have this word misr. So the ayah starts with فَلَمَّا دَخَلُوا عَلَى يُوسُفَ آوَى إِلَيْهِ أَبَوَيْهِ وَقَالَ دُخُلُوا مِصْرَ إِنْ شَاءُ اللَّهُ آمِنِينَ. So here we have the word misr. Now, if I am continuing the recitation, it is going to be heavy only. I cannot make this light. وَقَالَ دُخُلُوا. So here I'm reciting from the middle of the ayah and I'm continuing the recitation. وَقَالَ دُخُلُوا مِصْرَ إِنْ شَاءُ اللَّهُ. Now I have to make this heavy. Okay, ra is going to be heavy. I do not have the choice. But if I decide to stop here, I can make it either heavy or light. وَقَالَ دُخُلُوا مِصْرَ. Or I can say مِصْرُ. Ra can be heavy or ra can be light. So in this case, I also have that choice of making it heavy or light. So these are the three exceptions that are found in the Quran. And these are the only three words that have this exception. So firq, in wasl, you can choose to make it heavy or light. Ayn al-qitr and misr, you can make it in waqf. When you stop, you can choose to make it heavy or light. So inshallah, we're going to stop here. And then in the next class, we will go over this one more time because I do realize it is a little bit of a confusing topic. And then inshallah, we'll just quickly go over the analysis of these verses. So starting from ayah number 7, وَذْكُرُوا, ra here is going to be heavy because it has a dhamma. نِعْمَةُ اللَّهِ, name of Allah is heavy. عَلَيْكُمْ وَمِيثَاقَهُ الَّذِي وَاثَقَكُمْ بِهِ إِذْ قُلْتُمْ سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. So here, bihi is going to be a four count med. And then إِذْ قُلْتُمْ سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا, عَيْنَ is going to be from the middle of the throat. Make sure you do give it a little bit of tawassut. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ, Allah here is heavy. Ha is going to have hams. إِنَّ اللَّهَ, name of Allah is going to be heavy. عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ, ra in this case is going to be heavy because the letter before has dhamma. يَا أَيُّهَا, this is going to be a four count med. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُونُوا قَوَّامِينَ لِلَّهِ, name of Allah here is light. شُهَدَاءَ, this is a four count med. بِالْقِسْطُ, qaf is heavy, seen is light, ta is heavy. وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ, ra is going to be light because it has kasra. شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعَدِلُوا, ala is going to be a four count med. اعدلوا هو أقرب. قاف is heavy. راء in this case is heavy because it has فتحة. للتقوى واتقوا الله. Name of Allah is going to be heavy. إن الله. Name of Allah is heavy. خبير. راء in this case is going to be heavy because it has ضمة. بما تعملون. وعد الله. Name of Allah is going to be heavy. الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات. صاد is heavy. لهم مغفرة. غين is heavy. راء in this case is heavy because it has فتحة. وأجر. راء in this case is heavy as well because it has ضمة. عظيم. والذين كفروا. راء in this case is heavy because it has ضمة. وكذبوا بآياتنا. This is going to be a four count mad. أولئك. This is again a four count mad. أصحاب الجحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا. This is going to be a four count mad. أذكروا. راء is going to be heavy. نعمة الله. Name of Allah is going to be heavy. عليكم. إذ هم قوم أن يبسطوا. This is going to be a four count mad. إليكم أيديهم فكف أيديهم عنكم. واتقوا الله. Name of Allah is going to be heavy. وعلى الله. Name of Allah is going to be heavy. فليتوكل المؤمنون. Hamza here is going to have jahar, so make sure you do give it a little bit of that jerk. And then we end here on a noon with tawassut. So inshallah, that is our lesson for today, ayah number 7 to ayah number 11. Inshallah, in the next class we will go over the topic of tafkhim one more time before we move on to the next topic. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran everyone. Inshallah, I will see you all next week. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.